So I'm standing in a car park on a motorway and I am talking to a Freemason. He's much, much more than that, but this is just one of the many strings to his bows. What is your rank, your title?
Oh, I've got several titles in various different organisations of Freemasons. You're looking at it as if there's just one. There are about 40 different degrees in Freemasonry, all of which have got smaller degrees as well. So you could call me a Knights Templar priest, and I'm a past Knights Templar priest because I've been the captain of my preceptory, and I'm a member of Grand College of the Knights Templar priests. I suppose that's the highest thing I am, if there is a high and if there is a low, and Okay. That's debatable.
You're being mysterious.
I'm not being mysterious. They're all brothers, and there are brothers with money and brothers with rank and some brothers without, but they're all brothers. And that's the whole secret that a lot of people don't understand about Freemasonry. It's a leveller. We use the word level.
So there is a hierarchy, but
yes,
everybody is equal.
Everybody is equal. I mean, that's the thing that annoys an awful lot of people. We are all equal brothers within the rank. It's only, a lot of it, you see, I'll whisper to you, it's Buggins' turn. When you join is when you start on the ladder. And if you were to join like I did when I was 22, 23, my dad was a Freemason. That makes me a thing called a Lewis. And if you have a look at in architecture what a Lewis is, that's the son of a Freemason. I get privileges that I go into Freemasonry first. So I start on this ladder and climb. If I want to climb, you don't have to. So I've been there for a long time. So this is my 41st year in Freemasonry, which makes me very old. And I still don't understand it. I should also tell you, I've met some of the most horrible, detestable people ever in Freemasonry.
Wow.
I've also met some wonderful people too. And I suppose the wonderful outrank the others. But there are some nasty people. Because what you've got to see is it's milling. They knock the edges off you. We talk about that in Freemasonry, about the gavel knocking off all superfluous knobs and excrescences. See, it's highly stylized, all the Masonic writings. And that's another good thing about Masonry. It teaches you to public speak and to announce yourself clearly.
Okay. So, do you see yourself as being a Freemason for the rest of your days?
Once a Freemason, unfortunately, always a Freemason.
Has it assisted you in your life?
Well, again, just a quiet whisper to you, I joined the Manchester City Police in 1964 and I was asked a question by the Chief Constable on my recruitment. What's the name of your parish priest? And at that time, the Masons and the Roman Catholics were daggers drawn. So you could say that for the first 20 years in the police, it didn't help me at all. On the contrary, had the senior officers of the Manchester Police found out that I was a Freemason, it would have sent me backwards.
Really?
Absolutely. It was a detestation amongst Catholics for Freemasons, and actually vice versa.
So where would it benefit you being a Freemason?
It would benefit me because I do meet the most wonderful people. So it is a networking system. It really is a networking system. But you must realise, if I took you into my lodge as an initiate, you could not discuss work. You could not discuss religion and you could not discuss politics. So it's airy-fairy stuff. But hey, we know what you do. We know where you live.
So ultimately, Freemasons get to know each other. They get to know a little bit about the people by talking small talk.
Absolutely. Yes, you learn to trust.
Which is quite interesting because a lot of social networks right now use small talk. To make the strongest connections.
Absolutely, but you see, one lodge will not know another. All this mafia, so the Freemasons rule the world, to be honest, it's bullshit. They can't rule the world because they don't know who's in the other lodge. You do meet people, you give the secret handshake, which incidentally is very similar to the Catinian Roman Catholic handshake. You give that handshake, that's given to somebody, but very often I'll never use that because you can make enemies without really trying. People do know how to do the Masonic handshake.
Right, and there's the words
as well.
There's
the words that go with it, yes. I mean, I can drop a cautious word into the conversation, as I just did then, and then you could say to me, why did you say cautious then? But every Freemason that's in England would know that. The French Freemason, and I'm a French senior French Freemason in the Grand Chapter of France, they would not understand the word cautious, even if it was translated into French. They don't use the same words.
Fascinating. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, you're very welcome.